There is nothing worse than untapped potential. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely a place for you. Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I am your host, Michelle Weamy, and you guys, we get a chance to have a really, really cool conversation with Leah Biscardi. You guys, she is a photographer who literally uses storytelling to showcase products. Like, it's such a cool story, and I can't wait for her to share with us all of her techniques, her ways that we can really show up in our life and our business through really amazing storytelling. So Leah, thank you so much for popping into the show today. I am so excited to just talk to you, to share your story, and let's get the word about you out to this world. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here and just talk about my story and storytelling because it's really important to me. And everyone knows that everyone has a story, and they're like, well, you can tell it in words or you can tell it in pictures. And me being a photographer, I just love telling it through pictures.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. And tell me a little bit more about that. Like, what lights you up about the work that you do?
So it's amazing to me that my journey has brought me to this point, because I never really thought that a storytelling product photographer was a thing. I guess these days you can kind of just make up your own thing and it goes with it. Yeah. But it's working with the small business owners. And I mean, like, the local small business owners that you see on a Saturday, 9 to 2 p.m. at a farmer's market trying to sell their handcrafted goods. Yeah. And nobody really knows about them. Nobody really thinks about them, because when they want to buy something, they usually go to Amazon or a big box store that sells it for really cheap and can really just mass produce it. And they don't think about the little guys or the little girls, as you can say, that are building their businesses from the ground up and really trying to showcase their talents and skills. So I think storytelling is telling that journey, because everyone says, like, yeah, I just started it as a side hustle or a side income because it was my creative outlet.
Yeah.
But the problem is, so many people have creative outlets, but their story of how that became their creative outlet should really be the part that's shining, not just that they're selling something at a farmer's market on a weekend.
Right. I mean, that's just it, right? Like, we connect, we buy from people. And I feel like when I at least buy from people that I just met, or I know that are hustling just so that they can get out of their day job, or they have an organization that they're trying to support, it makes me feel, as a consumer, like I am helping the cause, and it makes me feel connected to the person, the product. And I love how you take your passion for photography and use help to bridge the gap between the consumer and the person who's just out there trying to show up in the world and trying to make a difference in the big and small ways. And I totally agree with you. I mean, my gosh, like, convenience is everything these days, and people don't care that they could be helping a small family literally be able to pay for daycare versus, you know, making some billionaire, you know, more rich. And so I just think that it's so cool what you're doing. And tell me a little bit about your story. Like, how is it that you came to be the storytelling product photographer extraordinaire?
So it's a really long story, and we can spend the entire time talking about it. But the quickest way I always explain it is that I actually went to school for science education. So when I tell people my degree is actually in biochemistry, they're like, how did the biochemist become a photographer? So that's for another day. And if you want to shoot me a DM and we can talk about that story.
I love it. Yeah.
But basically, I wanted to change the world, as everyone wants to do, change the world. So my slogan throughout college was help one student every day for the rest of my life. And I was like, okay, this is awesome. You know, I'm going to go into a classroom. I'm going to run the classroom. I'm going to teach these kids life skills. I'm going to teach them how cool science is. And I did that for 7 years. And then the pandemic hit, and the pandemic changed everyone's lives, either for the worst or better or in between or the same. And I realized that teaching during the pandemic, that teaching young adolescence was not my thing. I was trying to change the world one child at a time, and it wasn't happening. I was draining myself and really draining who I wanted to be. So my passion for teaching the youth was slowly burning to the end of the candle. And I think everyone as a teacher now or then or retired will understand that when you have this passion, that's what fills you up, not the money you get as a teacher.
Right. I'm married to a teacher. Money. I get it. Yes.
So you get that one step at a time. And while the pandemic was going on, we were teaching virtually. So instead of being in a classroom talking to students one by one, you're spending 8 hours on a computer. And when you take a creative soul and you plop them in front of a computer, it's not fun at all. Right. So I was like, I need to do something creative. So I started as a landscape photographer, and I just started taking pictures of landscape around where I live and kind of posting those on social media, kind of get people motivated and really connect with people and be like, look, you could be outside during this pandemic and try to connect with nature. And I tried to sell that stuff online and didn't work out. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm still teaching. What can I do? And my mom started making soaps because she needed a creative outlet to help with her depression. And all of a sudden, I started taking pictures of her soap so she can sell online. And I said, okay, this is awesome because soap doesn't talk back to you like people do. You don't have to travel to do this. So it's great just to take pictures and help my mom and help her sell her products, because it's really different when you tell a story of what your product is and how it's made. Like, that's why TikTok's so big now, because people have these short videos of what they're making and what they're doing and their goofiness. So I just took that spin on TikTok and just turned it into photos and started showcasing what the creative mind can do when you just give it something and tell them, just make something out of something.
I love that so much. And I'm going to guess that, you know, there were some highs and lows on that journey too, right? Because I think that sometimes we can have such a perspective of where we should go and what we should do. And I think that it's so fun because when we bring in that side hustle or we bring in that alternative creative outlet, at least for me anyway, it literally like lit me up from the inside out. Like, I was doing everything that I knew I needed to do. I mean, I don't know if I've talked to you before when we were chatting before, but I'm a nurse anesthetist. At one point in the crazy life, I actually did have a photography business because I, stubborn me, like had a newborn photography shoot with my son. And I'm like, shoot, I can do that. Like, I'm going to learn that. So I bought a camera and a book and some glasses, but it was like, it lit me up because all of a sudden I had this like science brain with this creative outlet that was able to start being unleashed. And I think that that was the tiniest little seed for me that allowed me to recognize that when I did start my first like real online business that I tried, like that all of a sudden unlocked this part of me that I didn't even know was there. And so yeah. I think that it's so cool that you not only did that, and I would love to hear more about that story in there, but that you help other people share that story, that journey, that why behind the product. And so tell me about your journey. Was that a hard thing for you to do?
So the hardest part was when I walked into my principal's office in June of 2021 and said, I am quitting my dream career that I've always wanted to do to be a photographer. And that was the hardest part. I think the hardest part of being an entrepreneur is just starting, like to take all your ideas and make them what you want to make them. And a lot of people start it as a side hustle, and that's what I did. And I wasn't very profitable. I don't think people understood that when I quit my teaching job, I wasn't like making hundreds and thousands of dollars a month. And that's why I wanted to quit teaching. No, I had to quit teaching to actually fulfill my dream, because when you get up for a 9-to-5, and whether you love your 9-to-5 or you don't, you still have to spend 8 to 10 hours, whether it's working and commuting and getting ready and doing what you're needing to do, and then work on your business. Well, when you're a teacher, that 8 to 10 hours can become 12 to 14 and you're working weekends, there's no room to build a business. So and then if you add on being a mom on top of that, which I am not, that's even more hours. Yeah. So I think the hardest struggle for me was, do I have a stable income and only have my business grow a little bit at a time? Or do I take that big leap of faith, quit my full-time job, and hopefully build my business so that I can make a stable income? Yeah. And if we were in a movie, I think everyone would be like, oh, this is the time where she like stumbles upon this cool photography contract at this small business and makes all these thousands of dollars and able to pay the bills, and she's happy and living her dreams. And that did not happen. So 6 months in, I was paying my bills because I saved up a lot of money because I knew I was going to quit.
Yeah.
Nope, wasn't making thousands and thousands of dollars a month to pay the bills, but I didn't want to quit. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people can connect to that, that like once you start working on your dream, you don't want to quit because you know you have all of this riding on you. You want to prove yourself wrong because yourself told you this will never happen. This will never happen. And you want to prove yourself wrong, or you want to prove someone else wrong that, oh, you're never going to make a career out of that. And that's where people don't understand that that's the difference between a successful business owner and someone who's just going to coast the rest of their lives. Because if you take those risks and those chances, that's what's going to make you successful.
I think that like for me, you know, I can completely relate to so much of what you said, because just as we are recording this episode, I literally left my dream career at my 20-year career like 3 weeks ago. And you guys, like, I'll be honest with you, like, I was not making as much in my business as I needed to completely replace. Like, it wasn't an even swap. Like, I had to take a giant leap of faith. But I knew a couple of things. Number one, I knew that if I had a foot in each of the boats, I wasn't truly committed to either one, right? And I think that sometimes we have to make this mental decision to commit enough to literally burn the boats. And I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard that analogy, right? Like there, what was it? Like some Spanish ship had a, do you know all the details of that?
But I don't know all the details, but yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So basically you guys, like they were in having a battle. They had to take the ships and they had to go to an island and they were going to have this battle. And when they got there, their captain told them to burn all the boats. And the soldiers were like, well, what do you mean burn all the boats? Like, we're going to die if you burn all the boats. And he's like, you're going to die or you're going to win, because if we win, we could take their boats. And so it's that commitment. Like, you have to sometimes just decide to burn the boats and jump in, even when you don't have all the answers, even when you haven't completely replaced your income, even when you even have some self-doubt inside of you. It's still hard, but like you said, you just can't quit. And I think that sometimes it's hard because it can be lonely as an entrepreneur. It can be, you know, where we're not seeing the stability or seeing the success as fast as we think we should, or we're looking at other people online and thinking that they have it so much easier than we do. And we can tell ourselves all kinds of different things. And so I love talking to other entrepreneurs, Leah, that understand and we can inspire people with the real story, right? The real story behind the scenes to say, girlfriend, boyfriend, like you have what it takes as long as you're willing to commit and don't quit, right?
And that's the part that people don't understand, is that you can't quit when times get tough. And that's where I was like, okay, now I have to make a decision. I'm not making the money I want. So how do I get out of this? Do I quit my business that I've been working on for 6 months and go back to teaching, or do I do something different? And that's where my life changed again, where I applied to a part-time job. And I said, well, I need extra income, and if I do a part-time job, I can still work on my business, but I can also get that stable income. And people do it all the time.
Yep.
And then I was like, oh, well, then I'm going to get another part-time job that was part-time, and fill in that. And what I did was I applied to a social media company because I was like, I need to know more about social media, so this is a win-win. I get paid to work at the media company, but I also learn skills that I can apply to my business. So sometimes when you get that little bump in the road, and I'll call it a little bump because it was more than a little bump, but and then you find another pathway. So you were going to go right the whole time, and then all of a sudden you make this giant left turn, right? And everyone's like, what are you doing? Are you quitting your business? No, what you're doing is pivoting. And pivoting is huge in my life, because I went from biochemistry degree and education degree to teaching to now a photographer, and now adding this other part-time job that I have no experience in, but someone took a leap of faith on me and joined that. So that's where that connection piece comes, where I tell people all the time, like, you can quit your business, but how are you going to feel after that? How How are you going to fulfill your dreams in some other aspect? If you do, that's great. But if you're just quitting because times are tough, because prices of everything are rising and we're still going through this post-pandemic climate, that's fine. But you have to realize too, are you going to be happy down the road? Like, you have to look at the bigger picture. And for me, I knew 7 years into teaching, I was not going to be happy doing 23 years more or more of teaching. I had to get out for my own selfish reasons. And some people forget to be selfish.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. And you know what you said, I love word pictures and you're a photographer, so we can kind of geek out on this, right? But imagine, right, that you started your business. So you're driving forward, right? And you might have to pivot, which means that you're going to take a right instead of a left at the next fork. You never put your car in park.
Nope.
And you never went backwards in reverse. What you did was you decided, you made a decision to go right or left instead of going backwards or parking the car. And sometimes it's in that right-hand turn that we didn't expect that we stumble upon the next beautiful step in our journey that was always waiting for us all along. And so we don't have to have all of the steps in place. We just have to be willing to, number one, make the commitment to try. Number two, make the commitment to not give up. And number three, be wise enough to say, okay, where do I need to pivot? Where do I need to take a right turn instead of a left in this space and allow for the next step to literally just fall in front of me as it's supposed to? And I just love your story so much because you were able for us to see all of that in this beautiful picture. So thank you for that.
Of course. And just because you took a right turn doesn't mean you can't take a left to get back to where your original destination was. It's just, you're just taking that extra step. And I always tell people, I'm 29 years old, and if I would have waited 5 or 10 years longer to quit teaching, I don't think I would have made this leap of faith because I was already stuck in my ways. And when you're stuck in your ways, you have to take even more courage to make that leap of faith. But right now I'm in a relationship. I don't have kids. I'm still at that point of life where I'm exploring who I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing. And I tell all the people too, like, there's people that are 55 years old, 35, 40 year career, and they quit and or retired from that and started a business.
Yeah.
And you can start a business at any age. You can continue a business at any age. But I think it's important that you do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And when I want to tell people I'm a photographer, they're like, oh, so you're one of those people, you know, take baby pictures and take couple and family. I'm like, no, actually, I'm a product photographer. I help people tell their story. And then they're like, oh, that's pretty interesting. But then how do you get people to pay for your services? And that's where I've been stuck for a year and a half. You don't convince people. People need to want your services. You're not going to sit there and say, oh, well, you have to have this and you have to have this.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of my business, is you kind of have to wait for that person that's stuck when they're vulnerable and trying. They've tried everything. They've paid for Facebook ads. They've paid for Instagram ads. They've done radio and TV and all this stuff, and they're not making sales. And you go up to them and said, well, I have a potentially different way. Would you like to hear about it? That's when people gravitate towards you. And that's why I have to have a part-time job, because you're not just going out there and getting these clients that you're just going to be one and done. Like, it's not like it's just an exchange of goods and money and that's it. Like, these are your clients for life, because you're going to be with them the whole way. So when I tell people I only have 3 clients a month, that's because I can only give that much time and energy and passion towards those 3 clients a month. And people ask me, well, what if you have no clients? I'm like, that's why I have a part-time job. That's why I have a job that is a stable income, because I can't guarantee clients. I'm not like a business coach. I'm not like a copywriter. I'm not like a web designer. I can't guarantee that I'm going to have income every month. But why do I keep doing it? Because it makes me happy.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do. Do I stress out a lot? Yes. But that's just my personality. I stress out about everything. I want to give everything for free to people because I want them to be happy. But that's not going to be successful for me.
No, and I love that, you know, what you said about the vulnerability part of, you know, oh my gosh, like I've discovered what I want to do, but how the heck am I going to actually make money doing this? And how do I find the clients who've been praying for me? And I think that, you know, really just having that part-time job, I call it desperation breath. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When somebody's like so stinking desperate for their business that they just like vomit on all over them with the words and they don't listen and they have a needy energy instead of like, hey, you know, I see you. I see where you're struggling. I've been struggling there too. I might have a different way than you've ever considered before. Are you open to hearing about it? And it has a completely different energy to it. And I think that there's so much that we could dive into here on money mindset and all of the things, because that's like, that's my jam right there. It's just talking about all the different ways that we can set ourselves up for failure. But this is all about you. And I love your story, Leah. So how do the people that are listening to this learn from you and say, okay, Leah, teach me how I can tell a story through the way that I am showing up on social media, showing up on my website, showing up in the places where people can discover who I am. How do I stand out and make sure that people know that there's a person, that there's a story, there's a whole layer behind whatever it is that you're seeing in your feed? How do people do that?
So the one thing I tell everybody, it's the why, not the what. So people are like, what are you talking about? So I always love talking about candles because I always have a candle burning. I love candle makers. I'm obsessed with having scents around the house. So I always talk about candles when I give this example. But you can go to Dollar Tree. You can go to Family Dollar. You can go to Walmart. You can go to your grocery store and buy a candle. Yes. So why would I spend $15, $20, or $30 more to buy your candle? And most people can't answer this question. And that's what I mean. What is your why and not your what? So you can go around telling everyone you're a candle maker, but why is your product better? So you, every time you talk, every time there are words come out of your mouth, whether you're talking on social media, in person, whether you're typing something in a caption, whether you're doing a blog post on your website, always coming out of your mouth is a why. Mm-hmm. Why is your product better? Why is your product going to help solve a problem? Why is your being, why, what is your purpose for selling these products? So the one thing I always tell people is like, I met a lady who makes soaps and her business name is named after her mom. Her mom passed away. So I tell people all the time, like, when you introduce yourself, hey, I'm the owner of this so-and-so's soap shop. Explain why it's called that, or let people ask that question. What, well, if your name is this, why is it called this? Answer that question. So I tell people it's a three-step process. So if you're always telling why that product is important, it tells your story. So when you're selling your candle and say it's pumpkin spice, which is almost fall, tomorrow is fall, and I, September 22nd, so everyone talks about pumpkin spice, which is my least favorite. But if you're explaining it, everyone's going to love pumpkin spice right now, except for those select few. Instead of saying, hey, this is a pumpkin spice candle, it has three layers, it burns for 8 hours. Nobody cares. I'm telling you, nobody cares. What people care about is, why is your pumpkin spice different? Well, the first layer is just pumpkin. The second layer is cloves. And the third layer is the pumpkin spice. So the first scent you're going to smell is the whole aroma. And when you're sitting next to it, you're going to pretend you're holding a pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks that you paid $10 for from your favorite barista. And that's where you met your boyfriend or met your fiance. Or you're going to tell that story in the caption, but it also has to be in the photographs. And what I mean by that is put that pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks next to your candle that's pumpkin spice, and people will make that connection. Yeah. I despise Starbucks and the pumpkin spice latte, but that would be a conversation starter for me because I'd be like, well, I love the pumpkin spice candle you made, but I hate pumpkin spice lattes. And then someone comments, well, I love pumpkin spice lattes. What don't you like about it? And then all these people are having conversations about pumpkin spice lattes, even though it's not You're not selling Starbucks, but you're selling a candle that's meaningful to people. It's a candle that people are going to burn, but it's very meaningful to you and them.
And do you also find that, you know, there's an important part of bringing in kind of the why we're in business or why we want to help the people that we do, or what's the story behind why we started our business in the first place? Do you find that those are those kind of origin stories and kind of the inside story behind the brand is really important when we share who we are as well?
I think that's the most important part. And like, I call it the OG story or the OG picture. So like for my clients, obviously, if you look back at their pictures that they took by themselves 3 years ago when they started their business compared to the ones I took for them now, they're going to look totally different. I hope so, because I obviously I'm the more professional than they am.
Yeah,
they are. But the thing is, like, if they bring up that picture of that first candle they ever poured, first one, and it looks very, like, uneven, and the scent doesn't burn very well, and they talk about, like, okay, well, I was in my basement one day, and I bought a candle-making kit from a store, and I was just curious to see if I can do this, and I wanted to start this business to show my daughter that we can be entrepreneurs, like, those should be things you put in every part of your story. And that could be in a picture. Like you could post that picture once a month and tell a different part of that story.
Yeah.
Or if you go live and people are like, oh, well, I've never heard of you before. Instead of just introducing yourself as like, I'm so-and-so that makes candles, you could talk about how like, when I first started candles, I almost burned the house down because I wasn't burning them right. Or talk about your mistakes when you started and why you started and why you're continuing. Like I told you guys about how I wasn't making a stable income. I'm going to show all parts of my business. And that's part of showing up. Like that's the storytelling part that people care about because that's what they connect to. Because I bet you if I said, hey guys, if you DM me, tell me your story, they're only going to give me the good stuff because that's all people think they care about. But truly, we want to hear about your mistakes and how you learned from them.
I mean, one of the reasons, and I'm going to tell you kind of my origin story, right? One of the reasons that I started the podcast, and I wanted to make sure that I talked about the struggles that we all go through, is because I was inspired by that. So often I think we see people up on a pedestal and we think they've arrived and we think that they don't have the same problems that we have on a day in a day basis. And I had listened to a podcast done by Ed Milette on, he had interviewed a guy named Nick, and Nick was born without arms and legs. And he had like the mindset of a rock star. Like this dude was, he became a professional wrestler with no arms and no legs, like insanely inspiring. And I would look at him and I'd be like, dang, I wish I had the resilience and the grit and the mindset that this guy had to show up every day, despite everything he's gone through. And I remember him telling the story about how his buddies had convinced him to go out to the clubs in Miami for his birthday. And he didn't want to go. And he said, like, why do I want to go? Who is going to talk to this freak? And I'm like, holy crap. Here's a guy that I have so much respect for who still struggles with mindset, even though he's come so far. Maybe there's nothing wrong with me when I stumble sometimes. Maybe there's nothing wrong with me when I have setbacks. And I think it's so important that we show up in our vulnerable state, because his one sentence made such a difference to me that he inspired me to start this podcast. And I've talked to him about it. And I think that you guys have to remember that it's in our vulnerabilities, it's in our stories that we make the biggest difference. And I am a coach, and so oftentimes I hear people, entrepreneurs especially, who are afraid of even starting a business or who are afraid of putting themselves out there on social media because they don't want to be imperfect. They let their fear of imperfections keeping them from showing up in the first place. And it's like, oh my gosh, if you would have looked back, you guys, at my first posts or my first messages that I sent to people when I started my business, it's downright embarrassing. But it shows how far I've come. It shows that I'm perfect. It shows that I was willing to try, even though I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I think that that's when people can relate to us, don't you think? And so showing up and being imperfect and not being afraid to getting it wrong and to actually showcasing that part of ourselves instead of trying to bury it and pretend it didn't exist will actually help us to connect with the people we're meant to inspire.
And that's the amazing part of just showing up in your business. Like, I'm on here with no makeup, never wear makeup. My hair's pulled back. I'm wearing a Nike dry fit shirt. Like, this is who I am every day.
Yeah.
And when I go live every morning, when I'm walking my dog, I'm walking, I'm out of breath, like I'm out of shape, like you can hear me breathing, but that's because I want to show up every morning. And my walk is the only time that I'm able to just be outside and kind of talk about what I'm doing. And I think people forget that just showing up and showing who people are buying from is really important, because like you could talk about, okay, my son was in the hospital for 2 weeks. I'm sorry, I've been MIA. Like, I haven't packed any of those orders. People will understand if they are genuine people. Not everybody understands, but if you actually tell them just a little bit of your personal life, they're more likely to and more willing to buy from you, because they know you're a human and that you're not perfect. Like, literally, I didn't go to bed till 5 a.m. this morning, and I have a coffee chat every Wednesday at 10 a.m., and I went to sleep at 5 a.m., fell asleep past my alarm. It was 10:30 when I woke up. I missed my own coffee chat. And I was like, I told everyone, I'm human. Like, I missed it. I'm sorry. I had so many inboxes. Like, where are you? What's going on? Are we still having coffee chat? I haven't heard from you. And that's just because I'm human. Like, that's what happens. And you should be okay with showcasing that. Like, oh, well, I made a mistake. Like, it's life.
And I love that. And I'm really drawn to the whole like candle making idea right now. I mean, that's like completely not even in the realm of what I do, but I just think it's cool because I love how you're bringing storytelling and vulnerability into photography and emotional connecting with clients. And so like, just pop that thought in my head, like, okay, so whenever I smell lilacs, I think of my grandma, right?
Right.
And what do I think about my grandma? Like, she was a freaking resilient, amazing, empowering woman, right? So what if you were a candle maker who made a candle scent as lilac that you named it resilience, and then you go on and you say, hey guys, like, this is my latest creation. It's called resilience. I named it because blah, blah, blah. People are going to connect with the resilience part, or they're going to connect with the lilacs part and who that makes them think of. And you notice how we can take all of that and we create this beautiful story, this picture that allows people to connect with what it is that we have. People are not going to buy the candle. They're going to buy the feeling, the story, the association, the emotion that is connected to that candle. And it's so powerful. Girlfriend, you are amazing. You're on fire. And I want you to believe in all of the amazingness that you're going to connect to and attract to you, because you're on fire. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so happy to be here. And I cannot explain enough to people that the story is what matters. And go back to what I originally said. The why, not the what. And just like you said, people are not buying the candle because it's a candle. They're buying the story, the emotional ambiance. And that's why a lot of people don't realize that you need to know who is buying your products and who wants to buy your products, because that's who you're going to speak to. That mom that has 3 kids that never has alone time is going to want that good smelling candle to put next to the bathtub while she's drinking her wine and gonna love and soak it up. So instead of posting, hey, this is just a candle next to a bathtub, make that candle wine scented. So it's gonna make that woman be like, okay, every time I smell that candle, I'm gonna want a glass of wine and I want some alone time.
Yeah. I love it. I can even see the label right now, because I'm a mom. I'm like, leave me alone. It totally connects with us that are like, okay, I just need my time in my bathroom. Like, please.
So, or it can be called like, don't whine for me. I'm having alone time.
I love it so much. So there's so many fun, amazing ways that you can get creative with your story. One of my favorite books on the subject, you guys, is The Power of Why by Simon Sinek. I know that you've, I'm sure that you embrace that book because it's such a great resource. And I'm sure that people can absolutely connect with you and get all of your amazingness. I'm sure that you would be happy to brainstorm with them and really be able to showcase everything that your skills have to offer them. In all of the ways that you can connect with Leah are in the show notes, you guys. Is there anything else, Leah, that you wanted to mention before we pop off this call that we haven't had a chance to touch on yet?
The only thing I want to say, and I say this at the end of every podcast I'm on and try to put it in my podcast, is you are not alone. So when you're at that point where you feel like quitting, or you've had a really rough day, or you've just had a rough week or a rough year, and you feel like you're either on the verge of quitting, or you just need someone to talk to and vent to, you need to reach out to an accountability partner. And if you don't have an accountability partner or a business bestie or someone with friendability, which I don't even know if that's a word, but reach out to someone and just tell them what's going on, because when you're an entrepreneur, it's going to feel lonely, but I bet you there's thousands of other people feeling the same way you are. So never go at it alone. Always just go talk to someone. You're never going to be a burden. And if you have no one, reach out to me and I will be a listening ear.
Absolutely. And if you guys want one of my very, very best resources on how to build resiliency, especially when you have some negative self-talk coming in, and especially when you're trying to be brave, just comment inside of the reviews, send me a DM, whatever, and we will get that resource over to you for free. You guys, make sure that if you haven't already, hit subscribe, leave a review, let Leah know all of the ways that you appreciate her showing up today. Take a screenshot, share it on your stories, tag us, let us share you in our stories so that we can get the word out about you. It is so fun to connect with other people who are passionate about being better, doing better, and having better in life and in business. You guys, thank you so much for showing up today. I'm so grateful that you're here and have chosen to spend the time with Leah and I. And we just want to wish you all the best week. We'll see you here next Wednesday. Thanks, everybody. Oh, and Leah, real quick, guys, I always ask my guests to think of a question to ask of you to help you move forward. Leah, what would you ask the audience to think of that's going to help move them forward from where they are to where they want to be?
So what are the baby steps you're going to take to reach that big goal? Because every day you just have to do one thing for you and one thing for your business.
Yay, I love it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Untucked Podcast. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.